everywhere you go. MTN.
This is the Big Small Business Show. Welcome back. Now, there's a lot of turmoil happening right now, not only in our country, but also in the world at large at the moment. Social media isn't helping to calm the situation down, and we have to find alternative ways to get perspective, focus, and take care of our mental health and well-being. To assist us to do that, I now welcome Ronen Ayres, founder of Student Village, and also a high performance and wellness coach. Welcome, Ronen.
Thanks, Alan.
Now, I have to say that I know Ronen for many years, and every time I greet him, I go, Ronen, Ronen, Ronen. So I had to do that on air.
Thought I'd have to I have to respond, keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
All right, so the world, hopefully that was going to de-stress you, but the world's stressed out right now, very stressed out. People have got very short fuses. I know from my office, when I speak to my team, I keep telling them that everyone is stressed and we've got to be kind to one another. So what coping mechanisms can we use that are free of charge to use that can help us just cope with all the stress and the uncertainty that's in the world?
Yeah, I think you touched on everything. I think never before has anyone felt so stressed in their lives. So you would usually see at this time of year the acute or chronic novemberitis, where people, when they put their foot down on their accelerator, their personal accelerator, and they just feel like there's nothing left in the tank.
Yeah.
I think this year you're feeling it. I think if you had to ask anyone around, they're feeling it the most they've ever felt. And just, I would say, when you speak about the kindness and the compassion, it starts with yourself. And so people are battling to hold it together. And there's so many free apps out there, from Calm to Headspace. There's a new one coming out called Othership, which is a Canadian-based company that does breath work, and they do it between 5 and 20 minutes, and that's launching probably in the next week. And that's one worth checking out. But if you had to look at it and think, what is the thing? So we're so stressed out, and think of ourselves that we go throughout the year and every day we get more waves and waves and waves of stress. And we don't do a great job about calming down our own system. And so the whole thing is every day in a small way, whether it's in the morning, at night, or both, we have to find a way, and there's no one way for each person. You've got to find your own way on how to calm your system down so that it sends the right signals to your brain to say, okay, it's time now to relax. There's no more threats.
But the healthy ways and the unhealthy ways. The unhealthy way would be
whiskey,
right? and quite frankly, you know, if I've had a tough day, I'll go and pour myself a stiff whiskey and sit in a dark corner and just come down. That's obviously not a healthy way. There must be healthier ways to handle it.
Yeah, I think one whiskey is usually okay. It's the
10th
one. Yeah, that's when it becomes an issue, and it's more, that's the socially accepted way to numb yourself out of your pain. And often people will like, well, buying one-way tickets. So how do I just make myself not feel so that I can go to bed and start again the next day?
Yeah.
The thing is you haven't reset your system to say it can relax. So something as small as going to stand outside in the dark, barefoot on the grass for 10 minutes, it will make a huge impact. Not only on your sleep, it will relax your system. That's the easiest and free way. Then you can listen to relaxing music. You can meditate. You can even just lie in a dark room. You can watch something funny. Often humor is the best way out of a dark place. And so that plus many other apps.
So I know we've had this discussion before around meditation and you know, it's very in, a lot of people are doing it, but it's, you know, a lot of people I know who do meditation always say that I don't do it really, really well. Like, my mind wanders, I do think about the deal that happened that day or the email that I have to send after this. Is this just a practice makes perfect? Are some people more attuned to certain things than others not?
Yeah, just for the record, I'm hopeless at meditation. And that's why I actually switched to breath work. And that we'll talk about another time. With all these practices, I think what people make the mistake is they try to take on something too big. Whatever the practice is, they try to take on the mountain and not try in small pieces, because it's exactly like a muscle. So you've got to keep on in small increments. Consistency in a mindfulness practice builds up over time. And it's almost like a spiral. You don't realize the progress that you're making over time. And people try to take on too much too soon.
You know, if you look at the mindfulness and meditation, it feels like there are trends. If you look at yoga, then mindfulness, and then, you know, meditation, and then different types of meditation, and, you know, different branches of meditation, and then different types of yoga, that things tend to, in this industry, and I'll call it an industry because it is an industry, they tend to trend. And what I battle with things that trend is that I ask myself, well, what happened to the last thing that was hot and everyone had to do? You know, meditation's out, breathwork's in, all right, now we're all doing breathwork. Or that I don't even know that dance exercise thing, that was the big rave as well. So respond to that about trends.
So I think you'll see trends like that's the nature of our society. Things come in and out. On breath work or meditation, they've been around since the start of time. It's just kind of what's getting airtime.
Yes.
Excuse the pun. But for me, the timeless principle is that our bodies are built to move, and we don't spend enough time moving. So whether it's slow movement, fast movement, that sends signals to our brain. The only way that we can regenerate new brain cells is through movement or exercise. And so we're often sitting the whole day, and that's part of our stress. So we need to use our body more to send the right signals to our brain that either it needs to perk up or calm down. And so when it comes to breath work, yoga, all of them are good. Meditation, all of them are good, but do something, even walking.
So, Ronen, I want to bring you back, and particularly talking more about breathwork, because I've actually watched you do a breathwork class and watched many people have actually mental breakthroughs, you know, or breakthroughs that they were holding on to stuff and just sort of released that stuff. And it was very, very powerful to watch your work. So I'd like to invite you back onto the show to just specifically talking about breathwork, which is something I think that we all can do, you know, on the floor in our own homes, if we have some of the understanding of how to do it. So I hope to see you in a few weeks on the show again.
Absolutely.
Well, it's time to discuss some common business mistakes. Did you see how calmly I said that? Well, it's time for our common business mistakes, and today I want to talk about company strategy again, and specifically about building company strategy on your own. That is the common business mistake. Even if you are a one-person operation and you're building a strategy, you should not be building a strategy on your own. If you've got an exco, build your strategy with your exco. If you've got a management team, take input from your management team. If you've got no one, it's just you, find a mentor to help you build a strategy. You need another perspective. You need another voice in order to create the friction of designing a strategy. Strategy that you've just thought about and you've written by yourself hasn't got the rigor of a strategy that has been challenged by others. Asked why did you do that? How does this follow on? How did you get to that conclusion? It is critical that when you are building a strategy, that you build it with at least one other individual, ideally with a team of people. common business mistake? Building your strategy on your own. Answer, build it with others. Well, that's it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Do remember, if you think it, write it down and make it a reality.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Sika. Choose a difference maker. Choose a chartered accountant.
The Big Small Business Show was brought to you by MTN Business. It's go time everywhere you go, MTN.